No, I'm having fun with it right now. You know, we're competing as a defense. And our defensive backs are really having fun right now, and we're really gelling together. But, you know, I'm enjoying it right now. It's a fun experience. And now it's, wherever, like I said, wherever they put me, I'm going to have fun. So.
Can you talk about just the general atmosphere and what it was like on Saturday?
I mean, that was crazy. You know, just from the national anthem, seeing the whole crowd do that thing, that was nuts. Like, I remember just seeing it, and you know, Coach told us there was going to be some, you know, some of the fans were doing something, I don't know. And I just remember looking, I think it was Bernie to my left, I'm like, are you serious? That was amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And But just during the game and stuff, them night games in Kinnick are real fun. But you can't look back, I guess, and you got to keep them forward. You know, this Saturday is going to be crazy, too. It's not going to be a night game, but every game in Kinnick is a fun experience.
What does getting BJ back do for you guys as a secondary?
You know, it's like I said a little bit, you know, it helped us, like, in camp in the summer. You know, it's more corners that can come in the game, more corners that can guard and help us in the, like, nickel and dime packs and stuff like that. So, you know, he's a competitor, and he's going to compete with all of us, and it's going to make everyone else better, too.
I asked Sean this earlier, so I got to ask you. I know you guys have your interception battle going mm-hmm. on. How does Tanner fit into that equation now at that pick six?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Tanner's going to want, you know, some saying. I'm sure he's going to want some dinner or whatever. But, you know, like I said before, as long as we're all competing and we're all making plays, that's the best we can ask for. And whoever has the most picks in the end, pick sixes, whatever, you know, gets a dinner. But I'm not worried about that right now. So I'm just trying to help my team out and make plays, and I'm sure they're trying to do the same.
Jordan kind of feel left out now because he's the only guy that I don't think has a pick six. Yeah. I know you have yours from mm-hmm. Inside Bowl, and then yeah. Sean and Tanner both have one.
Well, I mean, after the game the other day, I told we was joking around. I said, you know, you're the only one without a pick, you know. What are you going to do about it? And he just sort of walked away and went to the shower. So I'm going to go see him here in like a second. I'm going to say something to him and see what he has to say about that.
What was your vantage point on that play at the end of the game last year against Indiana where mm-hmm. Belcher, it looked like he had it,
yeah.
and he just dropped it?
I mean, I was on the other side of the end zone. I thought he caught it. I put my head down, and I was, you know, ready to feel the loss. But you know, he dropped it, and I was just like, wow, like, because, you know, he was wide open, and I'm pretty sure he hit him right in his hands, and I'm still in shock, but, you know, you can't really look back to last year. You just got to compete, but he's going to come out and play. You know, that guy's, he's a good receiver, and he's big.
Was it one of those things, like, you said that you lowered your head, did you see him actually drop the ball down?
Yeah.
Was it one of those things where you kind of weren't sure until you saw other guys that were closer?
I mean, I think it was more like I figured, you know, ball like that type of receiver is a catch. So I just, you know, and maybe I heard the crowd or something. I don't know, but it was shocking.
How different would you say Indiana is now this year with their new coaching staff? It sounds like they have a bit of a different offense.
But I think that, you know, the number one thing is they're competing. You know, that coach, he's getting them going. And you know they're competing, and you know their offense. They got some good skill guys, and we have to really contain them. And you know, just watching the game from last week, they're making some plays. You know, they didn't really come out on top, but they're making some plays. And you know, you never know what can happen. You know, like last year, you know they're, I'm sure, a big underdog to us last year. You know, they're, you know, one pass away from beating us. So, you know, we should go in there. We got to be ready to play against them.
Does it make it a challenge at all when you go up against a team that's coming off a really bad loss mm-hmm. like that, like Indiana had last weekend? Does that make it more challenging because it's like, okay, you're thinking they're probably going to come out better?
Yeah, I mean, no, you just got to prepare for the best. You know, that's what you do every week. You got to prepare for every team's best and, you know, all their schemes that they could possibly do. And, you know, it doesn't really change up your strategy, I guess.